That's a common expression down in Middle Georgia and further down up here. I don't know.
They don't use it much around here?
No.
Chunk? How about, would you call that thing you threw at him a rock or a stone?
Well, I'd call it a stone.
Mm-hmm.
But down in some of them countries, you know, stone's not available.
Right.
Not too many.
Yeah. There are two ways of, several ways of drinking coffee. One is to put something in it.
Sugar, cream, or whatever.
So if you're having it that way, you'd say you're having it...
Maybe sugar with so many lumps.
Okay, and if you were not, you'd say you're having it...
Straight.
All right. Do you ever, would you ever say without, without
milk? No, I don't think that expression would be used hardly in my time. Anyway.
Right. Did you ever hear the term barefoot or barefooted?
Yes, I've done it.
Okay. For coffee, drinking coffee?
Oh, slip it.
Huh?
Called it slipping it for people who's noisy about it.
Okay. Did you ever hear of drinking coffee or barefooted, that is, not putting any milk in it?
No, I don't believe
or
it.
Or drinking whiskey barefooted, that is drinking
I've tried steak. That, but it's awful.
Okay.
It's terrible awful.
All right. If someone wasn't walking away from you, you'd say he was coming...
Walking away from you, let me see, departing.
Yeah, the opposite of that, you say he's coming.
Opposite of me coming to you, yes.
Or toward.
Forwards.
Yeah, would you ever say toward?
Toward, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's commonly
used. All right. And you said forward, what would be the opposite of forward?
Backwards.
Okay.
That made me think of something. I'll do
yeah,
this sometimes. Back in the CC days, my nephew, he was in the CC camp.
Yeah.
He had a habit of saying towards,
uh-huh.
or towards so-and-so,
uh-huh.
Expression is
yeah.
used. One guy, I don't know, got annoyed at him or something. Yeah, and he said he clumb a tree back and looked over towards Wahoo, he said. Okay. Wahoo's a, well, it's the Wahoo District.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Church's name, Wahoo.
You know, why is it called the Wahoo District?
That's an Indian name, I think. Hello.
Is that?
I don't know. He's strange to me. How? How do you do?
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, well, let's go on with the proceedings.
Okay.
You can climb a tree backwards if you want to, and look over towards the wall.
If you, you were talking about your son before, who had the same name as you did.
Yeah, that was Charles Jr.
Yeah, you might say we named him.
Well, after. Father, maybe
okay.
I'd say.
Well, now I want to ask you about some animals. We talked a little bit about this before. What would you say to a dog to get it to go after another dog?
Well, we'd say sick him. That's a common expression for a dog.
And what would you say to get him to come back to if you wanted to call him off?
Here, Rattler, here.
Okay. Did you want to talk to him about something? I can. No, that's okay. We can stop you. Really, I don't want to make you see standing.
Make it brief, then.
Yeah.
I'll find a paper there. See you. I don't want no more.
Yeah. We talked about this. What would you call a mixed breed dog? Just an old, ordinary dog?
Well, a proper term would be, mongrel.
Okay.
But, of course, people didn't use that expression. They had a lot of species of dogs, such as the cur and the chow, and the hound, the blue tick, and the bloodhound, other things. But now you've got me to thinking right there. It'd just have to be a mongrel.
Okay. What is it? You said that you mentioned cur as a breed.
It is.
What is it? Describe a cur to me.
Cur, I think, is a vicious species.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, they just got more courage than average,
uh-huh.
is what I would think.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't swear to it.
And what do they look like?
Like a dog, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they short-haired?